National Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery. Transcribed.
Being able to stand here at Bar of the Blue Circle without fear of San Moreno's military police.
What do you mean, fear? Why, Reggie, you and me and Jack here are doggone heroes down in this part of the country.
Little tin gods, what?
Yes, sir. Doggone heroes. How about another little libation, Jack?
No, not for me.
Well, that ain't holding me back now, is it?
No, it doesn't look like
it. You're doggone right it ain't. Come on, Reggie. Another little libation?
Well, a short one.
Hey, bartender.
All right.
What time are we meeting Stern here?
Almost any time now. He wanted to stop by Lippincott's house and see his wife.
Yeah, he sure got himself one sweet little child bride. Lucky dog. And another thing, I wouldn't be at all surprised if there wasn't a romance to hacking between Miss Genevieve Lippincott and our new boss, Luke Peters.
Hmm? Oh, look here, dog.
No, I swear to goodness, they might. Hey, bartender.
All right. I said all right, didn't I?
Well, I don't give a plug nickel what you said. You got yourself a couple of customers, so come and wait on them.
You think a bloke had anything else to do but wait on you?
Honest to goodness, Buffingham, you ain't any better bartender than you was the first time we dropped into the Blue Circle.
I'm the best blinking bartender in the seaport of Santa Margarita, and you can see I said so to me, man.
Okay, then see if you can just mix us a couple of the things.
Same they are, Doc, my lad.
See, I haven't any customers. Does that mean that people are avoiding the Blue Circle because you were in the Bastille?
Nothing of the kind. As I explained to you the first time you came into the Blue Circle, we do our big business over the weekend when the workers come in off the coffee plantations with their week's pay.
I see you got yourself another piano player.
That's right. Blokes down in this part of the world like to listen to music while they're drinking.
Well, what's he playing?
That's La Golondrina, me boy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And that makes your thinker in the pink of condition.
Yes, sir, Doc, that makes your thinker in the pink of condition.
Well, ain't that what the other piano player was playing when I went back to ask him to play something else?
He was?
Yeah. And the other piano player was murdered right after.
That's right.
I wonder what would happen if I went back and told this piano player I didn't like La Golondrina.
Now, look here, your drinks. Suppose you drink them and leave my piano player in there.
No? Okay. Long as he plays salt, I don't care so much. Well, Reggie, down the hatch.
Righto. I suppose you chappies be starting out to the backcountry tomorrow with the rubber expedition, eh?
Nope, not us.
Huh? What's that? Why, Luke Peters was in here last night at closing time, telling me of how the Charles H. Fortune rubber expedition was leaving Santa Margarita for the backcountry with the first peep of dawn tomorrow.
That's right, Buffingham, but not us.
Not any of you?
Nope.
Not even Jack here?
Least of all, Jack, old boy.
And why not, may I ask?
You may. We have severed our connections with Mr. Charles H. Fortune.
Maybe you mean you got the bounce, that's more like it.
Maybe. Anyway, we're catching the next boat out of here, which will land us in San Pedro Harbor.
San Pedro, United States?
You bet you. San Pedro, California, United States of America, world. Which everybody knows is just a toad frog hop over to Hollywood.
But you lads did a mighty fine job for them rubber blokes.
No, you see, it's like this, Buffy. The rubber company put down a revolution and helped round up rebels. So the government loves a rubber company like a brother. That being the case, the government is giving the rubber expedition armed troops and all that sort of thing to fight off bandits and natives in the hills. So they ain't no need of me and Jack and Reggie. And besides, we're hankering to get back to Hollywood.
On account of why?
Huh?
On account of why are you anxious to get back to Hollywood?
On account of we ain't had a glimpse of Lana Turner in an awful long time.
A dime?
He wants to know, is Lana Turner a dame?
Oh, yes, Effingham. A dame with curly eyelashes and everything.
Meaning what?
Well, sure, does a man have to be specific?
He does. When a man says a dame has everything, I want full details down to the last deposit in her bank book.
Son, for my money, Lana Turner is number one dame in any language. Yeah, man.
This here Hollywood, I hear it's a bit of a town.
Glamour, Buffy, old boy. Women and glamour. And do I wallow in glamour.
The Texas boy coming out in him.
No kidding. And talking about Texas, there's a state that turns out a pretty face. Yes, sir, brother. A pretty face with a pretty leg attached and plenty of curves in between.
That's Texas.
That's Texas, brother. That's Texas. It's just like my cousin Winnie Mae on my mama's side said about Texas. Winnie Mae said... Huh? It's there. Bell's tolling.
That's right. The bells of death on top of the Bastille.
Bells of death?
Bells of death as ever was.
And that must mean...
That's right. That's right. It means that right this minute they got all six of them rebel conspirators lined up in the courtyard for the firing squad execution.
Doggone. Major Ortiz, Foreign Minister, Secretary of Agriculture, Minister of War, President of the Council for the City of Santa Margarita, Chief of the Harbor Patrol.
Yeah. When the bell stops tolling, that means the firing squad just got the command to fire.
Imagine them six guys are standing there waiting for that command right this minute.
Oh, I say. Well, there it is. Over and done with.
Yeah.
Buffingham, splash something in a glass and push it across the bar.
That's right. I think we could all do with a quick one.
Yeah. Doggone, Jack. Except for a lot of fool luck, we'd be the ones lying out there in that courtyard next
time. Oh, I say, Doc, do you mind just dropping it?
Yeah. Quicker I forget it, the better I'm going to like it. Hey. Look who's coming in.
Oh, I say, Stern. We've been waiting for you.
Hello, boys.
I thought I'd find you here.
Oh, what do you have?
Oh, no, thanks. Nothing. Hello, Buffingham.
No, I suppose the Blue Circle's not good enough for you.
Now, what kind of thoughts, Zach, Buffingham? I'll be in to drink with you often now that you and I are both in good with the government again.
Well, then why not now?
No, really. Miss Genevieve Lippincott and my wife and Mr. Luke Peters are waiting for us out in her car.
Genevieve's outside?
Yeah, she wants to see you boys.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, Rick.
Righto.
Hey, Buffingham. I imagine you can use a little American coin of the realm.
Now, forget it, Jack, old boy. The drinks are on the ass.
What did you say? Did I hear you say
that? Slip of the tongue, I assure you. The check is $4.35.
It sounds more like the Buffingham I'm used to. Yeah, keep the change.
Drop in again now before you leave for Hollywood.
We'll try to.
And what's this about Hollywood, Jack?
No, go ahead.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, we thought we'd get back for the Pacific Coast. Doc's been talking about Hollywood.
Hey, Jack, look at what we got. Two of the prettiest girls in the city of Santa Margarita. Not to mention the state of San Marino.
Yes, I'm inclined to agree with you, Doc.
Of course, anybody would. How could they help
it? Hello, Jack.
Well, Genevieve, I see your father's new automobile.
Oh, yes. Daddy was so glad about me getting those papers out of here safe and saving you boys that he went right down and bought the biggest automobile in Santa Margarita.
And mighty pretty she is, too. But looky, Jack, ain't you going to say hello to Mr. Peters here and to Miss Stern? How are you, Patricia, honey?
Well, hello, Patricia.
Hello. And do you know something?
What's that?
Just take a look at Mr. Peters' face, and then look at the way Miss Lippincott is snuggled up to him.
Oh, why, Patricia, you weren't supposed to tell that.
Of course I was. How are you going to keep a nice romance like that a secret? Besides, Mr. Peters already said I could tell.
I'm afraid I did.
Oh, Mr. Goodness.
Well, shucks, Genevieve, you don't need to be so fussed about it. We knowed it all along.
Oh, now, how could you? Mr. Peters, Luke here only asked me coming from our place over here to meet you boys.
Oh, well, we could see you. The way you acted the minute Mr. Peters appeared on the scene.
And have been acting ever since.
Oh, stop it, you all, before you shame a girl to pieces.
Well, you think I'm doing all right, don't you, Mrs. Stern?
Oh, yes. And she's going to make a lovely bride. Oh, Mr. Goodness, Patricia, child, what can a person do with that sort of talk?
Well, may I be the first to wish you both a lot of happiness.
Well, thank you, Jack.
Yeah, long as I didn't get around being a lucky man,
Might as well be you, Miss Peters. May I add my congratulations to both of you?
I think that's mighty sweet of everybody concerned.
Oh, Miss Genevieve, did you forget?
What's that?
The letter.
Oh, goodness, yes. Jack, here's a letter for you. Came down here to the American Consul, and my daddy asked me to see you got it.
Oh, well, thanks.
Huh? Well, who would be writing you down here below the equator?
Oh, maybe Lana Turner. Got a Hollywood postmark on
her. No kidding. Oh, she wouldn't be writing to you, though. I'm the one who's always building her up.
If you folks will excuse me, we'll find out.
Of course. Go ahead.
Did you folks hear the bells a while ago?
Yeah, honey. We heard them.
Mr. Peters says that means there won't be any more trouble down here.
Yep, that's right. Little old San Marino's all cleaned up. Slick as a whistle. No more revolutions. No more murders.
You know something, Doc?
What's that, Patricia?
Sometimes I wish you were my brother or something.
You hear that, Doc? Patricia wants you to be a brother to her.
Yeah, now, Patricia.
But, John, you're my husband. And I would so like to have a red-headed Texan for a brother. And Doc's such a nice man.
Well, thank you, honey. I sure will remember that. Always.
Well, what's the matter, Jack? What does that letter say?
Oh, yeah, the letter.
Yeah, get a load of this. Need 3 troubleshooters to pilot plane into Nevada wilds. Extreme danger. Millions at stake. 5 men already killed. My daughter Lita and I still survive. Need help desperately.
Joe, is that letter saying there's honest to goodness bloodshed and carnage on a rampage, and we're invited to get into
it? It says more than that. It says a lovely girl named Lita is in danger.
Yeah, it's signed Franklin W. Anderson.
Hey, not Franklin Anderson, the millionaire lumber and mining king.
Well, I never heard of any other Franklin Anderson.
And he sure enough says there's already been 5 murders?
Yes, there's a little splotch of blood right in the middle of the letter.
Human?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, what's stopping us? When does the next boat leave?
We haven't got time for the boat. We'll have to leave by Panama Clipper.
No, but look here. We haven't the money.
Oh, yes, we have. There's a draft in the letter for $2,000.
What? The 2,000 potatoes?
That's right.
Well, doggone. He sure does want us bad, don't he?
Undoubtedly. Yeah, Anderson says, there is great probability I will be dead before you arrive, but do what you can for my daughter, Lita.
Joe, murder and sudden death. Including the millionaire's little old daughter. Well, come on, Jack. Let's get on a horse.
You really want to take this on?
Well, of course we do. Next to Lana Turner, there ain't nothing I like better than murder and the millionaire's little old daughter.
Transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thornton as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.